In fact, it all adds up to $100 million, or £69 million, from touring. That's despite the massive overheads. And the liquid assets totaliser has now soared to £366 million. The money was flooding in from all corners of the world, and Jacko is investing it in the safety of bricks and mortar. This LA security gate hides the Jacksons' first big-time home, bought in 71 for $250,000. Michael still owns half of it. But this is where Jacko learned his first real lesson in real estate. The family built, ran, then sold off this apartment block and another nearby, making more than $10 million profit in just 3 years, and Michael got his share. But Jacko's biggest solo investment is his Neverland Ranch.
Neverland was like, you know, Michael Jackson goes to the circus and he gets to own it. He wanted to get as far away from his parents as he could.
And Randy should know he's been friends with Jacko since they were teenagers.
I mean, you can't even get close to Neverland without being in a helicopter and looking down upon it.
Sounds to me like a challenge. Neverland, 2,700 acres, a fairground, a recording studio, artwork, antiques, a zoo, oh look, the giraffes are out, a miniature railway, a babbling brook.
Contract to purchase Neverland Valley Ranch?
Yes.
Did you just say how much you paid for it?
Yes, I got one.
Agreement to purchase? You just turn over that page and we'll have a look. So the purchase price was...
$17 million.
$17 million.
Today, Neverland could be worth as much as $75 million, presuming, of course, you actually want a zoo and a fun fair.
He's got a room full of toys. I'm talking about toys that cost like $50,000, you know, that people have given him. And when I went to see him, this is in the late 80s, he would show off all the toys.
You go on the rides, the bumper cars.
I saw the llama, met the snake.
Two full stories of pinball machines.
Saw the movie marquee. The Girl Is Mine, starring Michael and Paul.
Everything's all lit up, just like Disneyland.
He mentally is enjoying these things still.
There's a merry-go-round, or one of those big Viking ships that goes back and forth.
I've never seen a star who used their money in this way.